The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And to each and every one of you as we gather tonight to commemorate the Istishhad anniversary of our 10th Imam, Imam Aliyun Naqi Al-Hadi, alayhim afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we each get an opportunity insha'Allah to go for the ziyarat of our imam to Samarra and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter insha'Allah. Our imam alayhi salam is born on the 15th of Dhul Hijjah. There are two dates which are given to us with regards to the year with which our imam was born, either 212 or 214, and all that does is gives us a 2-year discrepancy. But his imamat began in the year 220 after Hijrah, when his father, our 9th imam, was poisoned. And this means that he began his imamat either at the age of 6 or the age of 8. Either way, a very young age. But his father, our 9th imam, had already experienced many of the difficulties surrounding the age, as his imamat period also began at the age of 8. And so the Imam alayhi salam was the second in a row whose imamat began very early. His shahadat date is the 3rd of Rajab in the year 254 after Hijrah, which makes his age either 40 or 42, depending on which year we count for as the birth. But it also makes his period of imamat be one of the longer periods of imamat, of 34 to 36 years. And this is surprising, considering the Abbasid dynasty, what we see a trend that begins to happen from the 7th imam onwards, is that the period of imamats of our imams begin to get shorter and shorter because of the dysfunction within the Abbasids themselves. But this period of 34 years or 36 years, the Imam alayhi salam witnessed 6 different Abbasid caliphs. And of course, one of the most brutal ones that he witnessed and had to endure was the caliphate of Mutawakkil. And we've heard and talked about many of the stories of Mutawakkil. I want to focus on one of the titles of our Imam and then develop our topic from that. You know, our Imam alayhi salam is famously known as Al-Hadi. And Al-Hadi means the one who guides. And when we look at the turath or the legacy that we have about our 10th Imam, there are many descriptions of his immense desire and care to guide people. You know, obviously all the Imams were Hadis, you know, but this is a special title that was given to him. And it shows in the way that the Imam alayhi salam dealt with people. His guidance that we still benefit till today comes in so many different ways. His speeches, his hadith, his stories that we have, his debates that he got into with many people who would try to argue about the religion, his letters that he wrote. But what's interesting is that sometimes the Imam alayhi salam, you know, would see a person who needed guidance, and it was that person themselves didn't know they needed guidance. And the Imam alayhi salam would guide them. And you know, and this is something that's really interesting, because sometimes this could be us, you know. Sometimes because of our complacency of how we do certain things, we don't realize that we are pretty much stuck in the mud, I guess you can say, right? Where I'm not progressing forward. And all we need is a little bit of guidance. And the Imam alayhi salam had that ability that if a person, whether they recognized they needed guidance or not, he had the ability to look at that person, and if they had any light within them, he would say the right thing at the right time to have an effect on them. And we get this really beautiful incident of a person by the name of Abu Hassan al-Basri. A different Abu Hassan al-Basri, but this is Abu al-Hassan al-Basri, who is also known as al-Mallah. And he says that Dallani Abu al-Hassan wa kuntu waqifiyan, that I encountered Abu al-Hassan, which is our 10th Imam, when I used to be a waqifi. You know, waqifi is one of those sects that began after the 8th Imam. They believed that after the 8th Imam, there was no more Imams. So they were waqif. They stopped at the 8th Imam. And so they were known as waqifis. He says that I met him when I was a waqifi. فَقَالَ لِي. And so the Imam alayhi salam said to him, إِلَىٰ كَمْ هَذِهِ النَّوْمَ. Till when will you remain asleep? Yeah? Subhanallah, beautiful. Yeah? Till when will you remain asleep? أَمَا لَكَ أَن تَنْتَبِهْ مِنْهَا. Is it not time that you wake up from this sleep? The Imam says. And that's all he said. And he walked away. And so he says, you know what's interesting? He says, فَقَدَحَ فِي قَلْبِي شَيْئًا. Something happened in my heart from that statement of the Imam. Right? And he said, وَغُشِّيَ عَلَيَّ وَتَبِعْتُ الْحَقِّ. And he says, and I turned back to my heart, something affected my heart, and I woke from my unconsciousness, and I came back to Haq. We've talked about in the past that this is one of the roles of the Imams, you know. Because sometimes we hear stories like this, and I think we've become jaded, yeah? We're like, oh, mashallah, Imam said it, you know. I can say that to some of you. Wake up. It won't make a difference. You could say it to me. It won't make a difference, you know. But that's because the Imam knew who to say it to, right? The Imam knew who to say it to, when to say it, how to say it, what tone to say it to have an effect. And that is one of the statuses or one of the divine gifts that Allah gives to Imams. And this is not just the 12, but anyone who has reached that status of an Imam. So Ibrahim would be given this, our beloved Prophet would be given this, and they see the light. And if there is any light in the heart, the Imam can tap into that light, you know. And this is the remarkable quality of the guidance. And this is something that I think, you know, we desperately need to create light in our heart. Because it's not that the light, inshallah, will take us in the right direction. But man, if there is no light, there is nothing for the Imam to tap into, you know. And so it's our jobs right now, in our world that we live in, is to try and create as much light as possible, not to surround our heart in darkness. Because when the Imam comes, it's the light that will recognize the Imam, right? But this is many beautiful points that we can take from this, right? Like, it shows us, like, on one hand, the care that our 10th Imam had to guide all of creation. So he wasn't there just for the Imam of the Imams, or for the Imamis, right? For those who are Shia. But he was there as an Imam for anyone. Anyone who needed guidance, the Imam was there to provide it for them. And that shows that magnanimous nature that our Imams had. You know, further to that, we can see that ability of the Imam to say the right thing at the right time, and the versatility of how the Imam's guidance would come.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صلي على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.